all at once, something snapped inside my head. I felt wild and crazy. I headed straight for Drover. I'll never forget the look in his eyes. He was more than scared. He was bewildered, didn't know what was happening to him. He turned to face my charge. As I flew past him and took aim for Snort, I said, "This is it, son. Hell against Texas. Fight for your life." I caught Snort by surprise and sent him rolling down the hill. That gave me just enough time to catch Rip as he was making a dive for the back of Drover's neck. Hit him in midair and knocked him on his back. By this time, Scrunch had plowed Drover under and was standing on top of him, ready to tear out his throat. I lit right in the middle of his back, got a bite on his right ear, and started chewing. That took his mind off Drover. He jumped straight up and pitched me off. I got to my feet, and he got to his feet, and we faced each other. "Call off your boys, Scrunch. Let's make it me and you, one on one."
"Chicken dog die for this."
I had a little piece of his ear in my mouth, and I spit it out at his feet. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a light come on down at the house. That was my only hope. If Iloper didn't hurry and get his pants on and grab his gun, I was a dead dog. "Seems you lost a piece of one ear, Scrunch. If you'll come a little closer, I'll work on that other one so's they'll match." Scrunch cut his eyes towards Rip and Snort.
"Get him!"
Rip and Snort gave me kind of a mournful look. It was decision time. They had to choose between an old drinking buddy and their own flesh and blood.
"Get him!"
They licked their lips and swallowed and glanced at each other. And they chose flesh and blood. They started creeping towards me. "Drover, keep him off my back, son, or we're finished." Drover squeaked. He was too scared to talk. Rip and Snort and the other two coyotes started closing in on me.
"Honk, stupid dog. Stupid dog pay with life."
"You could be right, Scrunch, but you've got it to do." We was totally surrounded, and it was every man for himself. I figured I might as well leave this old life with another piece of Scrunch's ear, so I made a dive at him. We collided and went up on our hind legs. I boxed him across the nose, and he boxed me right back. It made my eyes water. I clawed his lip, and he clawed mine. I went for his ear, and he went for mine. We chewed and snapped and snarled and growled. Big old Scrunch was a little surprised that a cow dog could give him such a tussle. I was holding my own until they jumped me from behind. Two or three of them didn't get a good count, but it was plenty enough to finish me off. They wrestled me down, throwed me on my back, and pinned me to the ground. Scrunch walked up and straddled me, showing his big, sharp teeth.
"Now you die!"
He went for my throat, and I heard St. Peter blow his horn.